Have you ever heard of a guy called George Washington? Maybe, right? Just maybe? Of course you have. Well, as we know, in 1789, George Washington became the country's first president after serving as commander-in-chief during the war. Pretty cool, right? Washington immediately helped unite the country by assuming all of the state's debts, creating the Bank of the United States. And this is really important because, you see, we need systems in place, kind of like school. You get to school at a certain time, you go outside, you play, and then you go back in. Well, you have these systems in a country too. They charge taxes, and then they use that money to build the schools and hire firemen and nurses and policemen to keep everything in order. Now, the nation was expanding quickly and acquiring new territories and states. And then they created the Bill of Rights. And this introduced the first 10 amendments to the Constitution, and it gave citizens the freedoms that we have, like the freedom of speech and other rights. Now, two political parties were formed, the Federalist and the Republican Party. In 1796, citizens elected John Adams, who's a Federalist, over Thomas Jefferson, who was a Republican, as the next president. Now, slavery had become common before the American Revolutionary War. The northern states began to abolish slavery near the end of the 18th century. As a result, slavery increased in the South, and, well, that created a big national divide, which we know now is important, because how terrible is something like slavery? Americans battled Britain again in the War of 1812 and were once again successful, thanks to the leadership of Andrew Jackson and the Battle of New Orleans. Peace with England was restored, and the U.S. Congress soon passed the Indian Removal Act, which forced Native American tribes further west following their support. Well, lots of things we get to learn here. Lots of information. History is a very important part of our future. Let's keep going, guys.